Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. And before we get to the significance of today's date, I want to, before I get into and introduce my co-host, I just want to announce that this week, yours truly got what was celebrated and honored by a group that I was working with over the last few weeks in helping children, little kids, born with cleft conditions and palate conditions. And if they don't get the surgeries they need, they could die. And I was instrumental in helping them get the funds needed and get the things done for us to save hundreds and not thousands of kids around the world. And they awarded me an award for doing that. And I'm honored to accept it. And I urge everyone to be part of the Smile Train and Operation Smile and what they do in helping children around the world who are born with cleft conditions and palate conditions. It is very important that these kids get the help they need. This is the second award that I got for helping people around the world over the last few months because of what I've been working on. See, the first one was helping out people, mostly Jewish community and the others in areas like Ukraine and Israel and Russia, and working with a very beautiful young lady by the name L.L. Eckstein and the Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And I've been working with them, and we've been getting stuff out, and now we're working to get for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're getting stuff over to areas where they don't have a chance of having a celebration of the High Holy Days with boxes full of things of that nature. And we do that and working on that now. So those are the things that we've been doing. See, unlike some people that lay back and just do nothing and get my drift of life, we actually work. And I actually do things. See, we talk the talk, but we also walk the walk. Now, as I introduce my co-host, Scarlett, she is also famous and does a lot of great talents in what she does. As you can see her talents as a graphic designer in magazines all over the country. She's in numerous magazines, around hundreds of them, around the country. Those ads you see in those magazines, she's the one that does it. And she's well-known, and she's now well-awarded and acclaimed individual to do that. See, we talk the talk, we walk the walk, and we actually do work. We just don't sit on our ass and complain about the world and people around them and use people. We actually go and do our jobs and enjoy our lives. And actually is something that is very important. So let me introduce you to the award-winning, acclaimed artist and my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing good. I'm relaxing.
How do you like my build-up?
I loved it. Thank you for the compliment.
There you go.
And you know,
see, we're talented. We're very talented individuals. We go out and do our thing, and we don't usually, we don't ask for the accolades, and we don't ask for any things, and we don't.
I'll tell you something. You know how much the left love us, and the rhinos. They just love us to death.
We actually do what we say we're doing. And you know what? And helping these people and working with projects like the Special Olympics, not just the National Special Olympics or International Special Olympics, but the Special Olympics that give individual states.
That's right.
Like
we step up to the plate. We help people with disabilities.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids with disabilities.
We don't use them, and we don't hurt them.
No, actually, there's a lot of kids.
We only go after the people that have issues. You know, I really didn't realize how big the problem is with mental health in this country until I watched Newsmax story the other day, who's giving sort of like a documentary of what's going on in all areas and the people who are living on the street, and like, it's a lot. It's
all
amazing.
You have to do. And the thing is, the Democrats / the communists, they don't care about people with mental health or the people with disabilities.
They don't even care about themselves. Because if they did about themselves, they wouldn't have such low self-esteem and poor coping skills. And I'll go one thing. We were in Walmart yesterday, right? Because, you know, we like going to our thing and doing our thing every Saturday morning. And on the wall, they have a list of missing children. I mean, it's huge. Did you know there are 16,000 kids missing in this country?
Now, actually, it wasn't this country. I'm going to break that down. It wasn't this country. This was in Florida. 16,000 missing kids in Florida. And this is because each Walmart, they post the missing kids that's located within that area or that state.
I honestly thought it was the entire country. We have
no, there's a lot more
kids missing in this state alone. That's an exuberant number. Why
we
is
just
it
had
so
couple,
bad?
We just had a couple Amber Alerts in the last week. We had two down here in that area, our area. And one
where
the last one was a kid
watching their kids. And who's grabbing all these people on the street?
It's called human trafficking.
You know what? This is going to sound horrible because I'm so against it. I really am. It's a really big thing I am. they need to have, like, maybe not the chip in them, but they need to have something on them that markers where they are.
There's a lot of all the cell phones that they have now is marked with a GPS type thing.
You know,
even if it's shut off, they know, but it still works.
The villains take the phone and they jack it up and they throw it away. Okay,
well,
so
at least they know what their last location is. But yeah, there's some people play like they do in
aerospace.
But RFD chips, what they want, what Obama wants to do with Obamacare, install them to everybody so they can have a running track, similar to the numbers that are on the people.
You'd know where they are because they'd have a signal.
But biggest thing is
look at that girl that was found dead. The mom, getting off children. Look how they found dead. You know.
Yeah, how about the guy that killed that woman in one of the other states that turned out that was released previously for similar situations?
Was that Tennessee? Was that Tennessee?
Memphis, I think it was. But the thing is, these people. This is a problem. If you really want safety, and if you really want to protect your family, whether it be children. From the womb all the way, through school and teenage and stuff, all your family itself. If you want to protect your family, you want to consider safety. I'm not even talking about education or anything like that, just pure safety. You cannot vote for a Democrat. You cannot ever vote for a Democrat if you want to protect your family from crime and from crut and all kinds of stuff. Because they're not for you. They support the criminal every single time, and it's proven in every fact. An old lady just got her ass whipped on a subway train in New York City. Well, that's because she got the New York attorney. Did you know that polio is on the rampage in New York?
How's that possible? And that's
what it is. Polio's in it. Now Hoko's quarantine people for polio. This is crazy stuff. This is dictatorship.
You know what?
This is really
I'm going to tell you something. They have a shot for it.
Yes.
It exists.
Yes, you don't really need
to lock them up.
No, I want to tell you something.
She don't want to lock up, but the people who get sick, she wants to lock them up.
Right.
She's a grandstand.
She's going to lose. That's a story. But, let's get back into...
Those are 16,000 kids just missing in Florida alone.
Yes.
That's just an insane number.
Every day we have problems. We have, and that's called human trafficking. How is that going on here?
Why are we not in better? I don't know. Why are our kids... And our teenagers and young adults not protected better?
Several reasons. If you let me talk, I'll explain it to you. One is the law enforcement is they're so scared of doing their job because of political things and ramifications because of the left. That's why another reason why you need to vote out every Democrat if you want law enforcement. You have to.
But we have
number two, there are things happening, and we're being very successful. And we got this week alone. There's going to be a number of people, not only the major drug dealers, who are going to be taken into custody.
Besides law enforcement being inept, what other reasons?
We're correcting it this week in Broward County with the firing of Tony. That's being corrected this week. Sheriff Tony has been terminated. The official white will be coming out in the next 24 to 48 hours. And that's done. They had to wait to after September 5th for political reasons, believe it or not, because we didn't want to actually have an election. Now DeSantis could go ahead and appoint
a new sheriff. Okay.
Right.
So
now,
let's wait and see and stand by. Okay.
Just wait and stand by. But things are happening, number one. Number two is the task force on the drug dealers is operating and the arrests are going to be made this week, including one of the biggest ones down here in Broward County, who also killed a 19-year-old back in 2004. Her arrest and her whole family's arrest is coming this week. That is a done deal, thanks to the list that was provided by yours truly and others about the drug deals.
Is that
going to
be considered first-degree murder?
Yes, yes, they are. It's going to be charged as a serial killer.
Is that going to take a lengthy period to do it?
No. What they're doing is setting up the system where we could, because it's, you know, we have to prove a low-level drug dealer kills about 500 people in their lifetime. High-end drug dealers kill over thousands. And that's a proven, that's government statistics. That's not mine. That's government statistics. So we're taking care of that. Number two is we're going after the human trafficking, doing mass arrests already in Florida on human trafficking in a few areas, including Tampa and other areas. And we're going to clean that up. All right. Number three is that what's happening not just in this state, but all over the country, is that the Border Patrols in a number of the states like Arizona and Texas, and even Florida, which is not a border state per se, is taking things into the thing of doing their own security and stuff like that. And we catch anyone that's illegal, they will be deported immediately. If they come back, they will put in jail for the rest of their life. They're not going to be out in the street. All right. Now going back to something you said about the disabled and how they're trying to go. There is a major lawsuit going on in California, specifically in like Los Angeles and in San Francisco, where the disabled is suing both cities and the state itself for violation of the American Disabilities Act because they refused to abide by the law and give public access to people with disabilities because they're afraid to kick out the homeless who are setting up tent cities up and down the sidewalks where people with wheelchairs and other disabilities cannot maneuver. So they start legal action, civil action against these areas. Again, to solve this problem, you must vote out every Democrat because they don't give a damn about any of that stuff. All they care about is open borders, drug dealers,
really
human traffickers. You know, and that's it. Now, let me get to two things. Today is famous for 9/11. 21 years ago this morning, the planes hit, the terror attack hit. It hit the World Trade Center, hit the Pentagon, and it hit the field when 93 crashed in because Let's Roll and the passengers prevented another hit because we weren't sure if they're going to hit the White House or the Capitol. So these people, these brave souls, took on the terrorists and forced the plane to crash. So those are the three, and we honor them. But the thing is very important. We weren't prepared the night before 9/11. There are reports that certain things going on, which I got to give credit with James Campy, who gave me a call earlier, and he sent me some stuff and talked about that. But I'm not going to totally commit to that at this point, but he basically said that there were some things going on in the World Trade Center and in the Pentagon that was part of eliminating the type of way we were doing business in this country. He was involved with, they say he was still involved with getting rid of the IRS and some other theories. And of course, anyone that lived in New York know that the IRS headquarters was in the World Trade Center in New York and in the Pentagon and some other stuff. So because they were going to go into what we call the fair tax type of thing, a flat tax or fair tax, get rid of the IRS and this, and we pay our taxes through the consumption. And there was supposed to be a rebate, what they call a pre-rate. And I would go, everyone go to fairtax.org and learn what I'm talking about. It's fairtax.org and learn what fair tax is. I actually support the fair tax. It works. It does work. And you eliminate the IRS. You don't need 87,000 well-armed IRS agents, not with a pen, but with guns and weapons to come after you. That ain't going to work. So that's the deal. 9/11, we celebrate the fact that we don't celebrate, we honor. Let's put it this way. We do not celebrate the terror attacks. We honor all those Americans. There were more than 3,000 of them that was murdered by radical Islam and Islamic extremists, and Islam, actually, because if you know anything about Islam, they're a warring sect. They're not a religion, not per se. The career is divided into sections. If you know anything about Islam, you can't separate these things. It's political, it's religion, and military. Those are the three. They're not separate. The first part of the Quran, it's all beautiful and loving and doubling and everything else. And then once you get to the middle, and then you start seeing the true intent. If you don't succumb to Israel, if you don't come to Islam and submit to Islam, you become an infidel and you die. That's their thing. If you are not following the Quran exactly, you could be stolen or you could die, whatever they do. You also have other things going on there. If you're gay, they could throw you, off. If you look at anything, they throw you off the roof, they kill you, you know, because you're gay. This is what Islam is all about. It's not a loving sect. And anyone that knows anything about Muhammad knows that he is a rapist. He's a child molester, among other things, over the years. These are what
you know,
it is.
You know, Joseph, I was just thinking, interesting thought. You know how in this country they're trying to turn everybody into enigmas?
Yeah. That's what Israel tries to do.
Okay, so, you know, Obama follows this stuff.
Yeah, I know. That's why mentioned 57 countries.
He's with Islam. So So then he will just go and annihilate them because of them turning them into enigmas.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, this is part of the plan. Radical Islam is dangerous. And I don't even think there's such a thing as a moderate Islam. A lot of people, if we go in there, the stuff that I just told you about, you can look it up with Americans Against Hate. The talk to a gentleman and a friend of mine by the name of Joe Kaufman. He's big on that and it's his thing. And he actually ran for Congress a few times. He made one terrible
mistake. You
know,
when we were in Walmart yesterday, I saw several women in burqas.
You know, that's fine and dandy as long as you don't force on others. And if they, you know, and that's the key. Same thing on indoctrination and recruitment. If you don't force it on others, you're clear to go. That's why when that guy, good breaking news for Alert this week, is that they both Miami-Dade and the Broward County School Boards voted against the Gay Pride Month.
The LGBTQ enigmas.
They lost. And the thing is, against indoctrination recruitment stood up a guy, and Miami-Dade, saw a video, saw on feed, to see us on my Facebook page among others, where he stood up and he said that we want my kid, when I have a family, I will make sure I want to take my kids to private school because all you guys do is indoctrinate recruits and teach hate. But before he said that, as a gay man, I am against what you guys are doing as an individual. As a gay man, I want my child to be taught how to read, how to write, and how to handle things in life, not to be indoctrinated, not to teach me. They think for themselves and to follow up their passion and dreams of like the kids think, and not to be indoctrinated or recruited by you, especially.
You got a standing ovation.
Yeah, and he said at the end, when I start a family, I want to make sure that kid goes to private school. I will work as hard as I can to save enough money to get to private school or a homeschool because you guys don't teach. You just indoctrinate and recruit. And he got a standing ovation. And both Miami-Dade School Board and Broward County School Board both heard the same thing, and they both voted against Gay Pride Month, which is the right thing to do. Let's teach these kids how to read. Let's teach these kids how to learn math. Let's teach the kids how to write and how and finance.
And hold it, I'll go better one than this. Dress properly with respect to themselves. Not with their pants hanging down below their butt and their shirts up near their breast. You know, dress nice. Not like swab.
Yeah, do not. Yeah.
When I went to
like
school, I didn't just have no swab. Okay? Yeah. And when we went to school, the gentlemen and the women I went to school with didn't dress like swabs. They didn't wear their pants below their butt. And they didn't speak like they were swabs.
Yeah.
Okay?
So,
they didn't wear hoodies, and they didn't wear masks, and they didn't they looked nice. They respected themselves. They had high self-esteem, and they had great coping skills. And today they are all successful in life. And all of them were.
Just, we've got to go back
and
to us.
And grandchildren and are not, and don't feed off of the riffraff. They're not riffraff.
Okay. Well, we're going to go back to 9/11 for a minute. First of all, just to let you know, yes, hate is involved. It's called an ideology. That's the thing. But if you want to go back even further, Osama bin Laden was an ally of us. He worked for the CIA, among other things. He worked with a congressman by the name of Charlie Wilson, Charlie Wilson's War, back in the day in Afghanistan, and they were supplying weapons to Osama bin Laden and the people over there, the Taliban, to go after and eliminate Russia from who was occupying Afghanistan at the time, and that's how they got all the stuff. And of course, like everything else in history, after we supply with the weapons and give them the know-how to defeat their enemy, they turn around and become our enemies. So that's how it works. So that's something there. But
how about we don't engage and let them kill each other?
That's another way of doing it. But again, Charlie Wilson was trying to do that. But there was another 9/11 not that long ago when Obama Biden was involved and Hillary was the Secretary of State. It's called Benghazi, where four Americans were dead. And that's the other 9/11 where we're not talking about, but we're going to honor them because they need to be honored. This is when Obama and Biden and Hillary, and they left them. They did nothing. They left them behind. They didn't do a damn thing. And it wasn't for a number of heroes there. This is why a lot more people could have been killed. But Benghazi including the ambassador, was murdered because of the ineptitude of the Clinton and Obama and Biden. It was about gun running. That's why they got rid of Gaddafi and all the other stuff, and Hillary wanted to do it. It's all controversial, and it's just corrupt, just like a true communist/Democrat, true corrupt. Then you got the Abraham Accords, which is something that Trump did, where Israel and the Arab nations got together and signed a peace treaty called the Abraham Accords. This is the second anniversary. That's the good news. And things are working out, and for the most part, even though Biden and the left and the Democrats want to destroy in some way, or they want to change things and they shouldn't, because let Israel and the Arab nations work together to improve on that and expand it, and Biden and company should butt out. But they won't, because they're not for the Jewish people. They're for the communists and they're for the terrorists. And so, that's why they're in. Iran, by the way, is closing in on a nuclear weapon, and they could reach anywhere in Europe with their stuff. Not just countries, but in Europe they could reach with their weapons. And because of Biden, and don't forget, Biden handled Afghanistan with all that weapons that the Taliban and ISIS and Al-Qaeda has, is expanding, plus Bagram Airport base. That's now in the hands of them, and right down the road from China, and many people, and there's still a lot of Americans that are cornered and trapped in that country.
And look at Russia now, where the Jews need to leave.
Yes, and all that stuff, and Ukraine. But I'm going to tell you something. We do have some news about Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine is pushing back and is getting victories on the ground. They destroyed the Russian Navy. They destroyed a number of military brigades and stuff, and it's starting to take back some of the land that was lost, to the point where there is a coup going on, or a type of coup going on in Russia, where Putin's days may be numbered. So we'll see what that could see. Russian people.
So what do you think? If Putin and his regime are eliminated, what do you think is going to go in there?
We don't know yet, because we don't have no clue really what's under there. But no, I don't think so. I think they got tired of it. I also know in China, even though Xi has the power, there's a lot of people in China that's revolting too. Remember the movie Unsilenced that we had with Leon Li? There's a story there.
Yeah.
So that's happening. So you got all that stuff.
The police there are, it's a big regime. Why, you going to say the regime's turning on them?
There are both places turning in some way. But you still got to watch out in China with Taiwan. For militaries in Taiwan, and the Navy's there, and in the Taiwan Straits and all that stuff. So we'll see where that goes. Now, on the home front, we got DeSantis just got a very big endorsement by an environmental group. The Everglades Trust, which is a big-time environmental group that handles the balance of survival of the Everglades and the protection of the Everglades, have come out and endorsed Governor DeSantis for re-election. That's a big endorsement there.
Didn't he get an award from the Heritage Foundation?
Yes, okay. Well, since I work with the Heritage Foundation, yes, he got an award. The Heritage Foundation is a conservative group. It's the largest conservative organization out there. And he got an award from there. Because Florida is the number one state in education.
That's right.
Because of parental rights, because getting rid of the CRT, getting rid of the indoctrinations and recruitments of the LGBTQ people, by mandating the teachers to teach high school kids how to survive in the real world by balancing a checkbook, financials and everything else, learning real history, not the 1619 garbage, by allowing parents to have a major say in the schools, in what's in education, taking on, eliminating all the left-wing Democrat school board members. Most of them have been voted out when the last primary on August 23rd. We cleaned out about 25 here in the lower part of the state, and about 90 altogether. Indicted four of the school board members here in Broward County. And they can't, despite what one says, she's coming back, she's not coming back, she's going to jail. And the others are too. And you got Runcie going, he's now been indicted for stuff, including this what's funny, when I ran into Runcie in the school, at the BREC meeting, and I told him there should be an independent audit, and about the money, he's missing millions, he turned white as a sheet, and he's a black guy, and he turned white, and he ran out of there as fast as he could, because he knows he's going to prison, and guess what? That happened, and he's been indicted, and he is going to go to prison. And so it's
and
the whole
superintendent. And the new superintendent
and
is
still school superintendent. It's corrupted. She's going down too, but she's trying to save her job by firing. She fired a lot of people in the last week to try and save her job, but she's done. We need people
you know
that
what?
Actually stay out of the problem.
A little too late. A little too late. And Hazel Rogers, she's gone.
Yeah, she's done. And there's a lot of bunch of others. Also, we going to election integrity. We just have a major indictment in Virginia. Virginia elections registrar, the person charged that we actually arrested back in 2020 has been indicted, and she's heading, and that person is now heading into prison for the 2020 steal, or tried to steal. Next up is Terry McAuliffe and the Democrats. More. And also, Stacey Abrams has been picked up. That's been breaking in the last few hours.
Really?
She is Stacey Abrams in Georgia. She's dropping the polls like crazy because she's been indicted for voter fraud for 2,000 mules and others.
We got the evidence?
Yeah, 2,000 mules is the evidence, among others.
Okay, so what? She's still on the ballot for the election.
Yeah, but she's gonna lose. She's now down by 10 to 20 points, and she can't steal anymore because she's been arresting all her people, and she's
another
done.
Question. Kemp. And
Kemp is
there.
They're there. They're gonna stay there, and we have. And there's nothing we can do about it right now. But Herschel Walker's now got a 10-point lead over his opponent, Warnock.
Great.
And that's good, because so that's moving on.
That's great.
Now, Arizona, by the way, we're on the ground. We have teams on the ground, and they're doing very well. And Carrie Lake is going to be the governor, and Masters is going to be the senator. Kelly's going to go down because the people in Arizona are tired of all the craps, like all over the country. Lee Zeltis is going to win in New York. As the governor there, and we're going to take care and eliminate all the corruption there. People in Jersey are fed up.
Pennsylvania,
us now. Who the hell wants a drug addict criminal nutcase in fentanyl? This guy's a hoodie and shorts. He acts like a gangster. He looks like a gangster. He's a thug, and he supports criminals.
You want to bet
nope.
He's going to come to the debate? Hold it. You want to bet he comes to the debate in a tie and a suit?
That would be amazing, and maybe he'll hide his tattoos. But the thing is, It's too little, too late. People know who he is.
Have they set up a date yet?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't.
Okay. Think Mastriano's going to be the governor?
Yeah, he's in the lead. He's going to win. People fed up. Well, of course, J.D. Vance, next Saturday, Trump is going to be in Youngstown, Ohio, and J.D. Vance is one of the key people. He's going to win there. There's a lot of Wisconsin is going strong. Ron Johnson is doing good. We can pick up in Nevada, the Republican itself. Even in California, the people fed up across the board. You know, they tell you they want to get rid of the combustion engine and basically go into electric cars, but you can't charge your car at certain times because the energy grid's failing. So, you know, it's stupid. And you
that makes no sense.
But that's what Democrats think. They don't care. They don't care. It's the Green New Deal and all the bull crap, and they don't care.
They don't even clean up the brush, so then fires end up happening. They still don't correct that situation.
No, and they changed the water situation, everything else. They're going to get enough rain in that area to hold them for a long time. They've been in a big, like a 4 or 5 year drought, and there's a hurricane that's coming up that area, and that's going to drop a lot.
It might blow over the governor's mansion.
No, I don't know about that, but it's going to drop a lot of rain that will cut into the drought. But because the way to protect the one-inch fish, some areas might not get the benefit of those rains because the way they have things set up. California cares more about things outside the citizens than anything else. I talked to plenty of people in California. They're leaving. They're leaving the state. They're leaving elsewhere. They can't stand anymore.
On the November election, are they voting for governor?
I'm not sure because I haven't heard anything.
All right.
But we'll see. We've got 2 months. You know,
well,
less
they
than
recalled the guy. He ran again. He stole it.
Yeah, no, I think he's running this time. I don't know who it is. I forgot the guy's name. There is a guy running for governor, a Republican. I just don't have his name offhand. And he's supposed to be winning, but we'll see.
Are we watching that voter integrity stuff?
Yes, we have over 100,000 people, probably close to 200,000 people right now. Not only if our task force is in all 50 states, but speaking of the Heritage Foundation has its own task force that's also running these places their party for election integrity. And so is other places. Family Research Council is another one that's out there doing it, trying to not only raise funds, but also...
Are they changing the laws?
Uh-huh.
You know, George Soros gives them money and they make these bills up and they circumvent the laws and make their own laws up.
Yeah, but they're not doing it anymore because most of the people that tried that have been arrested and changed, and everybody knows it. And we knocked out a bunch of George Soros attorneys. And the state attorneys and also representatives. There's still a few, but most of them are gone. Everybody's watching over everybody, so they don't have the hide and seek anymore. You know, what one hand's doing, the other hand's doing. Look it this way,
no,
do it that way. They
money.
Can't do that. Everybody's doing it, but they're not doing anything right.
So you know what? He's pouring money into all their campaigns.
Yeah, he's pouring money into, this is the obvious why you should vote out Democrats, because every time a child is murdered in the womb, that's murder. Abortion is murder. And he's pouring $50 million into candidates that support killing babies. All right? And I'm not talking just regular in the womb, but after the baby's born, he wants them to kill that too. So he's pure murder and poor evil. And that's what Democrats are, pure evil. Anyone that supports abortion is a murderer. Any doctor that supports and aborts babies is a murderer and should be charged as such. Anyone. But that's life. Life begins at conception. It's a beautiful thing. It's a gorgeous thing. Life is, that's God's creation. When two people come together to form a life, it's gorgeous, it's beautiful, it's sanctified, it's right. Don't kill it. You're a murderer. You're evil. You deserve to not be around. That's not what it's supposed to be. You have no bias, morals, or respect at all. And if you do it behind your husband or boyfriend's back, that's the end of your relationship because that's it. You don't do things like that. All right?
Yes.
So that's a big thing. This is the point. Again, we have about 14 minutes left of the show. Once again, the show is dedicated to all those people that were murdered on 9/11 back in 2001 and the four that were murdered in Benghazi. Just remember that these are heroes in their own right. And they will never, ever be forgotten. And we need to make sure that we don't repeat our history. And right now, because of the Democrats, the communists, and all we are repeating.
And the people that were there, and they got sick from the meltdown of the towers.
Yes, and the rescuers and all that other stuff, the side effects.
Who breathed in all that crap and got a cancer.
Yeah, there's a lot of it because of the asbestos that was in the World Trade Center, among other things. So
that's
it. And the thing is, I worked there at one time back in the day when I was doing brokering. State Street Capital, Gruntel, Global Equities, all those people, and a lot of interest. A lot of interesting people that you met. I think I told the story.
The point is they didn't succeed the first time back in 93 they tried to.
Yeah, when they had the bomb underneath in the garage. They didn't fix the security.
Here in Florida, and people are oblivious, man. It's oblivious.
Yeah, well, there should be a high sign when they tell them when you're training a guy to be a pilot and says, "I just want to know how to fly. I don't care about landing and about landing a plane or taking off. I just want to know how to fly." That should have been a high sign right there. If they're not into something was wrong and nobody was thinking it was so dense because of Olivier what's going on and just didn't work out. That's what happens when you put your head in the sand. You learn from if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. Right now, we're closing it. Right now, because of the conditions, well, because we have such a coward in the White House, a weak person, and all the bullshit that's going on, and all the stuff that we left behind because Biden wanted to get out so fast that he left things behind instead of taking them out first. Take the American people out first, and all the people helped us in the end. But he took the military out first and left everything behind. And now we've basically equipped our enemies to do it.
He did it on purpose. He knew what they were doing.
Yeah, he did it on purpose. Yeah, because he is part of.
They did it on purpose. That's what they wanted to do, and they did it.
Yeah.
They wanted to know everything that Trump created.
Right.
Okay.
But anyway, things are starting to change. Trump will be in back in the White House very shortly, sooner than you think. And you're going to see a whole new world.
Hillary has a hard-on vendetta against him because she lost.
Yeah, because she lost.
She couldn't accept that she lost. She's pissed about it. And she'll never get over it.
Yeah, well, that's because and Trump took away her candy sticks with all the all the stuff that she was planning to take, all to rob the country and rob everything else.
He destroyed her foundation, and she's just pissed.
All right, we got less than everything. Yeah, we got less than 10 minutes to go on the show. I want to thank Shane Owens for coming on Wednesday. He was the forbidden door. We kind of set that up really quick. It was like a 2-day thing. We plan ahead on certain things, and we keep it quiet because we like the impact of the surprise. There is another country music star coming on. Maybe Wednesday, maybe the following week. We have a bunch of other stuff in the works. We were going to bring on somebody from the Family Research Council, but I work with them, and there'll be a conflict, so we couldn't do it.
I want to tell everybody that I want to thank the first responders who came to the Twin Towers. And I'm so sorry to your families about your loss. And even 21 years later, it still hurts because you never get over the people you love, you know, and the babies, and they're grown-ups now, and they're married, and they have children. And I just say, thank you to your family for going in to help people, and I'm sorry you lost them.
Some of these first responders, they were high-end people that know a lot, and they went up and down the towers, and they knew something's
going to happen.
They knew that they may not survive, and they went up there, and they were missing radios, so they went up there for the box of radios and to see if anybody else was in the towers, and that's when the towers fell, and there was a lot of people in there, and they never discovered the body. They never found the body.
Nobody ever figured out how that digging thing melted either. It was just insane.
There's a lot of controversy.
I would freak me out. Okay. Well, I want to let everybody know I'm going to be back on Wednesday and the Forbidden Door, and you never know who will be back at new TV programming this week. So everybody enjoy
coming up
on
a week from Monday. A week from tomorrow starts the new programs.
Okay. And I just want to tell everybody to have a great night and enjoy. And this is Scarlett saying bye. God bless America.
Okay. Now, I'm going to finish up with a couple of sports things. First of all, the Atlanta Braves were in first place for one night. Now they're a game and a half behind the Mets again. With about 20 games left. Both teams could have over 100 wins, and only one is going to win the division. But they'll both probably be in the playoffs. But the fact that two teams in the same division got 100 wins is unique in itself. Also, it looks like Baltimore Mets and Yankees are going to be in the playoffs, and there's a chance of a Subway Series. Now, here in Miami, today was this was football season, started Thursday. Today was the first game for Miami Dolphins. Jets, of course, lost. Giants were losing. Now, the Miami Dolphins has a new coach. Their new head coach, just back in 1995-96, was the ball boy for the Denver Broncos. And he worked his way up. He followed his dream, his passion, from Pop Warner to ball boy to coaching the Miami Dolphins and winning. He became the first coach in many years to win his first game as the new head coach for the Dolphins on the first game he coached. And he beat the New England Patriots around these big win. And the Dolphins quarterback is good. They got Hill from Kansas, and that's really where the turning point is. That and the defense is great. And of course, I will say, because they don't forget they don't have Brady anymore. So that's a big thing. Follow your passions. What this coach teaches you is that you should follow your passions, your dreams, and never give up. Just keep fighting. It will come. It will come. I want to thank Scarlett. I should say award-winning graphic designer, Scarlett. I want to thank everybody that listens to our show around the world. We have over 100 countries. We do what we do and say what we say. A lot of it's facts, some of it's satire, some of it is just hyperbole, and we talk and we say and we do things. Again, there's freedom of speech, First Amendment, and protected speech, which is First Amendment. You may not like what we say, but you got to respect the fact that we're able to say it in the country that we're able to say. But right now, with Biden and the communists, not Democrats, the Democratic Party is no longer existence, the Biden and the Democrats / communists, literally raiding people's homes because they support Trump. That's a problem, and that's a war, and that's our freedom in danger. And that's why this country has to gear up and vote Republican everywhere, from the little small town elections all the way up to the White House come 2024. Every Democrat / communist must be defeated. And that's important because your freedom and the Constitution is at stake. You cannot afford to vote Democrat, because they will destroy you and they will take your freedoms away. God bless you all, and I'll see you on Wednesday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the